I'd like to call to order the January 27th meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Thank you all for being here. Please join me as we honor America and the Navy Junior ROTC Wildcat Company presents our colors. Please remain standing for the pledge. All rise. Before we go too far, I wanted to introduce our special guests we have with us here tonight. TSBA has a program to encourage and recognize outstanding performance of various school boards. We are completing all of the requirements and will be submitting those to TSBA and hopefully will be awarded the Board of Distinction. One of the requirements is to have our board meeting critiqued by our peers or members from other boards. Tonight we have Joe Williams from Anderson County Board of Ed and Joey Smith from the Clinton City Schools Board of Ed. If you all would make them feel welcome. Okay, next is our school program. I'd like to ask Mr. Drayton Hawkins to come forward and introduce his special guests. I'd
like to say good evening to everyone. Glad to see this big crowd out tonight. We don't usually get this many people for the high school, so I don't know if you came for the high school, but we're just glad to see you tonight. So I do have some special guests tonight that we're excited about showing off and letting them have an opportunity to talk a little bit about what they do. We have a bunch of people that could have come tonight, but tonight we want to have our Wildcat scholars and Wildcat mentors led by Ms. Allison King. And so I'll get out their way and let them tell you all about the things that they do.
Thank you. Like Mr. Hawkins said, I'm Allison King. I'm the school social worker at Oak Ridge High School, and we are going to talk. Really, the kids are going to talk about a couple of the programs that the counseling office has implemented over the last 8 years. So, I just hit click. So we have three major initiatives that we have started since I began at Oak Ridge High School. One is Wildcat Mentoring, the other one is Wildcats for Change, and then we also do New Student Ambassadors. So the origins of Wildcat Mentoring, it was a student-initiated program. The counseling department had known we needed to offer more social-emotional support to our students, as we had been doing some surveys throughout the year regarding, like, what are their barriers to education, and a lot of them, the highest numbers were anxiety related to education, or not education, but anxiety to prohibit them from learning, and depression. And so we started doing some social-emotional lessons in the guided study classes back when we were on an eight-period day. And we knew it wasn't the best fit, but we knew we needed to do something. Well, it didn't go that well because we were doing it with, like, five classes in there in the amphitheater. But we knew we wanted to do something. So then I had two juniors at the time approach me to say, hey, we want to help. Well, we hadn't thought of that. And so me and the two students researched and came up with the Teen Truth platform, which is a peer-to-peer social-emotional program that addresses social-emotional needs. The first year we did teacher and staff recommendations, and it's juniors and seniors, and then, is this you? Sorry.
Hi, I'm Mira Sheth, and I'm a senior at Oak Ridge High School. So the first step to apply for mentoring, we have sophomores apply for the program, and it's just a Google Doc in which they'll put in information of why they want to be a mentor. And for one of the students from this year, we got this in the application, and they said, when I was a freshman, I had mentors that came into my lunch class and hung out with us. I thought it was so kind of them to give their time and be with us. I don't have the words to explain how much they changed our freshman year for the better. They made us all feel so welcome in our new school. I would love the opportunity to make some of the new freshmen feel the same way that the mentors made me feel. So we thought that was really encouraging, and we love that we had applicants who had those experiences as freshmen. So our target, we have Character Strong and Teen Truth, and that's a curriculum we follow for Wildcat Mentoring. And then our target audience is ninth grade students. So we'll go some Fridays to students' classrooms during their study halls, and we'll do a different activity each Friday. And then we have different activities that we go along that follow the curriculum of Character Strong, and our main focus is skill development. Okay. So our key activities that we're trying to teach the students are communication enhancement, goal setting exercises, empathy building, teamwork development, and peer support strategies. So recently we had an activity where it was called this or that activity. So we gave students a question, for example, do you think the chicken came first or the egg came first? So if they thought the chicken came first, they would go to one side, and if they thought the egg came first, they'd go to the other side. So then from those two different groups, students would choose two people who would come to the middle of the classroom, and they would argue why they believed they were right or wrong, and then the whole class would come together to choose who we thought won. So we thought that was a good opportunity to get communication enhancement, as we thought it was good for argumentative skills.
Sorry, we have a key right here. So Ethan is going to talk about his personal experience.
I'm Ethan. I'm a senior at Oak Ridge High School, and I chose to do Wildcat Mentoring basically because I wanted to help out the freshmen and then give them a senior that they could look up to and then ask questions if they wanted, and just have a friend basically. So.
Okay, so our next program, and all these kids kind of overlap. I'm not, they're all in several of my clubs. So the next we're talking about Wildcats for Change. So the background from that program is, again, our social-emotional surveys that we had been doing. And we had wanted to go to Farragut High School because they had experienced several suicides over very few years, and their principal had started trying to improve their climate. And we were getting information from our students that they felt like the high school, it wasn't fun. They didn't really have good relationships with peers or adults. And so myself and Ms. Ottinger, one of our school counselors, brought a small group of kids over to Farragut and kind of walked through the building. And we focus on school culture improvement, and we use it. We do a community building approach.
Hi, my name is Jessica Linton. I'm a junior at the high school. So the main goals that we look at when we're doing Wildcats for Change events are that we're enhancing student-staff relationships, and that's seen in how all of our staff are present at our events. And I know I personally talk to all of them when we go. And then we're also improving peer connections through these events, and we're creating them. We have meetings every year to come up with, okay, what worked last year, what didn't work, what can we do different, what can we do new? And then the fourth goal that we have is positive culture development and just making sure that everybody feels welcome and everybody feels included. Some of our success stories for our events are the Back to School Bash, which I've attended 3 years in a row. So, and we just go over to Blankenship and we listen to music, we play some fun field events, and it's just great. And then there's the school-wide game nights, which I know a lot of people really like going to just to spend time with their friends. And it's a good thing to do, especially during the bustle of test season. And then there's the annual trunk or treat, where the different clubs line up their cars and they can decorate a trunk and talk to the community kids. And then there's other community engagement activities, like how we have the student nominated staff of the month, which further promotes student and staff relations.
Hi, my name is Lily. I'm a senior at Oak Ridge High School, and I wanted to talk about Wildcats for Change because it is truly, it's not just a fun club, but it's just a chance to make connections with maybe unexpected people. So I would like to focus on the Back to School Bash, which is personally my favorite event that we do. So it's last year we did it like the weekend that we went back to school, but we have crafts and we have food trucks and we do relay races, and it's just fun to be able to maybe meet people that you never would have otherwise, whether they're in different grades or they just have different activities. But it's always fun to be like, hi, my name is Lily, let's play spike ball. Like, and then it also builds the connections with the people within the club. Like 2 years ago, we got rained out hard. Like we went to the event, we were like, this is going to be awesome, like we had everything ready, and then it absolutely poured, and all I remember is all of us huddled under the roof of Miss King's car, and it was just so much fun, and we were all joking around, and yeah.
I'm talking about New Student Ambassadors, which is a program that we created at Oak Ridge High School to help welcome in new students. Some of our main goals is to just give support to the new transfer students. We do kind of like a one-on-one matching system, so our new students will be paired up with someone of similar like interest, grade level, a similar schedule. At the beginning of the year, we do something where Ms. King will give us out that student's like school email, and we'll like reach out to them and be like, hey, we're welcome to have you. We just wonder if you have any questions before, trying to ease their anxiety into coming to a new school, because that can be really intimidating. We do personalized school tours, which means we're going to give them we're going to show them like where all their classes are, just like around the school. So we show them like the gym, the library, the cafeteria, just like all the basics that they need to know. Besides mine too. We kind of try to guide them up to like do like matched lunch periods, so that way the student can have a familiar person to sit with at lunch the first day, because that can be really, really scary. And then we just do like a question and answer system, just so that way if they don't have any questions, they have someone they can go to, because it can be a little intimidating to go to a teacher like for questions, so it just gives them like just one-on-one peer advice.
Hi, my name is Ben. I am a sophomore at Oak Ridge High School. I moved here the summer before freshman year from Florida, and because my dad was a Marine for 27 years, I believe, we had to move every 3 years to a different state. So, of course, that involved being the new kid at school plenty of times. So I definitely know how it feels to be the new kid, especially at high school. I came into high school not knowing anyone, and I really wish that this program was existing when I came in, because I found that the people I've had the opportunity to show around the school and make friends with, they think it has really helped them make friends at Oak Ridge High School. And personally, I can say that I find it really enjoyable to give someone the experience that I wasn't lucky enough to have. And I can definitely say it works, because one of my closest friends this year is someone I showed around the school at the beginning of the year. So.
Okay, so the big impact of these clubs are enhanced school culture, improved student satisfaction, stronger community connections, increased peer support, and better transition experiences. But I also think that it makes Oak Ridge High School a place that people want to go rather than a place that they have to go. And that it makes a big school like Oak Ridge feel just a little bit smaller if you can see people that you've met in the hallways, or there are freshmen that look up to you, and it just makes everyone feel like a family.
I think all three of these clubs have just come together and had a big impact on Oak Ridge High School, not on only kids mentally, but socially. They've been able to meet new people, have new experiences, and I've loved all the people I've gotten to meet. So I really do believe that all three of these clubs have a huge impact on our school.
Thank you for the opportunity to let our students share their experiences at the high school.
Is anybody... Does anybody have any questions for Ms. King or any of the kids?
Not a question, but just a comment. We talk about how many clubs and activities that the high school and the schools have to build community and to help people find friends. So I just want to commend these students for the fact that they want to use their talents and their natural leadership skills to give back to the kids in their school and to enhance that experience for everyone. That speaks very highly of all of the character for all of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you guys making Oak Ridge High School feel like a home for everyone. Thank you. Okay, next on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. I will entertain a motion. We have any additions or corrections? Okay, we have a motion made by Dr. Hartman, a second by Ms. Webb. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next is our special reports and presentations. First, we will have good news, and we're going to start with Mrs. Craven.
My good news comes from Willowbrook. The Willowbrook Robotics team participated in the regional competition in December at Jefferson Middle School. We're thrilled to announce that they have qualified for the state competition in February, which will be in Cookeville. And so congratulations to our 9 students and their coaches, Mrs. Chanot, Dr. Collins, and Mrs. Harris. A huge thank you to our PTO and various staff members for their dedication throughout December in creating an outstanding end of semester experience for our students. Their efforts in organizing events, such as the Kid of Promise Assembly, a glow party, and special visits from the Willowbrook Elf and Santa, ensured that our Willowbrook students had an amazing end to the first half of the school year. And finally, Willowbrook had an amazing turnout for their kindergarten reading night with more than 100 parents and family members in attendance. It was a wonderful opportunity for teachers to share effective strategies for working with kids at home. Students showcased their skills by walking down the red carpet while working together announcing their letter sounds. So a huge thank you to Mrs. Meidel, the reading specialist, and the kindergarten teachers for organizing this fantastic event.
Okay, next we will have Mrs. Crank.
This comes from Robertsville Middle School. Following our good news submission last month, the Knoxville Museum of Art hosted the East Tennessee Regional Students Art Exhibit for grades 6 through 12. This exhibit was on display from November 29th to January 12th at the Knoxville Museum of Art. Staff members from the University of Tennessee were particularly impressed by an 8th grade sculpture created by Ursula Weatherford. As a result, Ursula has received an invitation to join UT's High School Art Academy next fall, with all fees waived. Congratulations! We're very proud of Ursula and of our art program taught by Mr. Sean Seifert.
Okay, Dr. Hartman.
I have good news tonight from Jefferson Middle School. All 3 winter athletic teams at Jefferson Girls Basketball, Boys Basketball, and Cheerleading competed Term 2 with all members earning passing grades. As a result, each student athlete began Term 3 academically eligible to participate in athletic contests in accordance with Oak Ridge School's policy. Secret Innovation, a first Lego League team from Jefferson Middle School, competed in the Secret City qualifiers on December 14th, 2024. They received the first place robot design award. Mrs. Scott and Mrs. Shanafield were honored with the volunteer award at this event. The Jefferson Middle School first Lego League teams will host the Atomic City Invitational on January 18 and will compete in the East Tennessee State First Lego League Championship on February 8.
Ms. Webb.
And good news from Oak Ridge High School. Two ORHS sophomore students achieved recognition in the 2025 Ola Ora Latina Young Artist Competition. Brissa Zambrano received second place, while Katie Pickle earned third place. Their impressive artwork will be showcased at the Emporium Center in downtown Knoxville through the end of January. It's good news from the high school.
And that's just some of the good news happening in Oak Ridge Schools. Okay, next on our agenda is the recognition of our Teachers of the Year, Teacher Assistants of the Year, and Principal of the Year.
All right, thank you, Ms. Chair. I'm going to ask Dr. Williams and Ms. Lauren Dean to take this part, and I know you have the certificates.
All right, it is my honor to continue to celebrate our district-wide Oak Ridge Schools Teachers of the Year. Last year, we began celebrating the Novice Teacher of the Year, so you'll have a wonderful mixture of experience and new fire for teaching and learning in front of you today. These teachers go above and beyond for students, and they also go above and beyond for their school as a whole. So, like I said, we are excited to continue to celebrate them all year long. I'll start with our two winners at the elementary level. Our Elementary Novice Teacher of the Year is from Willowbrook Elementary, Ryan Kent. And our Elementary Teacher of the Year is from Woodland Elementary, Kelly McDaniel. All right, continuing on at the middle school level, both of our winners this year at the district level are representatives from Robertsville Middle School. First, we have Maisie Zavisa for our Novice Teacher of the Year, and David Scott is our Middle School Teacher of the Year. It wasn't that long ago that Maisie was in the classroom with us as well, so very exciting. We're happy you brought that greatness back. At the high school level, we celebrate our Novice Teacher of the Year, Mary Flynn, and our Teacher of the Year, Eric Mason, who is unable to be here with us tonight. Right, and then our Teaching Assistant of the Year, also from Robertsville Middle School, Julie Lee, who couldn't be here with us tonight, but we can give her a round of applause.
Okay, congratulations to all of our teachers, novice teachers, Teaching Assistants of the Year. At this time, we would like to put our attention towards the Oak Ridge Schools Principal of the Year. It is my honor and pleasure to introduce Mr. Drayton Hawkins as our Oak Ridge School Principal of the Year. Come on up.
Let's give all of these teachers and TAs and principals another hand. Okay, next on our agenda is the public forum.
School Board Appreciation.
Wait, I'm sorry, Dr. B.
All right, if you didn't know, this is School Board Appreciation Week, so I'm going to read a proclamation, and my executive directors are going to get a small gift for you as I do that. And then I'll finish with some comments. So here's that proclamation. Whereas offering an excellent public education system is an important part of helping to ensure every student can graduate high school prepared to begin a secondary education and or join the workforce. And whereas school board members support and appreciate the efforts of students, educators, and administrators who diligently work toward educational success. And whereas voters in each district elect school board members to be their voice as challenges arise and subsequent decisions are made on behalf of students in their communities. And whereas we appreciate all who serve on school boards across the state and their dedication to quality public education in Tennessee. Now, therefore, the governor of the state of Tennessee proclaims January 25th through February 1st as School Board Appreciation Week in Tennessee and encourage all citizens to join me in this worthy observance. So at this time, guys, you can come forward. Members of the board, we'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude for the extraordinary work each of you do in leading and supporting the Oak Ridge schools. Your dedication and commitment make a significant difference in the lives of students and families, and we're incredibly appreciative of your efforts. As a token of our appreciation, please accept these gifts, an Aubrey's Golden Ticket, which entitles you to a complimentary dinner for two, complete with two appetizers, two entrees, and two desserts, to be enjoyed at any local Aubrey's location. Along with the ticket, you'll also find a houseplant symbolizing growth and continued success. Thank you once again for your leadership and service to our community. Please help me thank our school board.
Wow, thank you all so much. We're surprised. We couldn't do this job without the able assistance of all of you. Thank you so much. Okay, next on the agenda is the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. Please raise your hand to be recognized. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in and then state your name and address to the board. Is there anyone who would like to be recognized? Seeing no one, we will move on. Next is the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion? Second. A motion made by Ms. Craven, seconded by Ms. Webb. Please cast your vote. I wanted to let everybody know on the consent agenda, in addition to the minutes, we have a future health professionals trip to Chattanooga, a Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America trip to Chattanooga, a TSA trip to Chattanooga, the Interact Club field trip to Pigeon Forge, The Secret City Wild Bots will be going to Sevierville, Huntsville, and Houston. All of these trips are require staff to take their time to take these kids, and I really appreciate one that stuck out in my mind. They're stopping at Bucky's, and then they're going to the Hatfield and McCoy dinner show. I think I might want to go to that one. Okay, the motion passes unanimously. All right, next on our agenda is the items for action. Item A is a resolution to adopt the Anderson County Hazard Mitigation Plan. Dr. Borchertz.
Mr. Chair, I recommend approval of the resolution to adopt the Anderson County Hazard Mitigation Plan.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchardt.
This is a hazard mitigation plan that must be in place to receive federal funding in the event of a disaster. If our school district does not accept the plan and submit the resolution, we will not be eligible for federal reimbursement for damages that occur during a declared disaster.
Okay, any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. I think we're having an IT issue. Y'all be patient. Motion passes unanimously. Next is item B, Board Policy 5.118, Background Investigations. This will be our first and second reading. Dr. Borchardt.
Ms. Chair, I recommend approval of Board Policy 5.118, Background Investigations.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Craven. Dr. Borchardt.
As the policy there states, we're going to be entering into the federal RAP back program. That's the Record of Arrest and Prosecution Background program. And you'll see we struck through that staff need a background check every 5 years because this program will have an ongoing notification system. So we don't have to wait till the 5 years. We'll know automatically when something happens.
Any questions? Okay, hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item C is exception to Board Policy 5.1101 for 4 staff members. Dr. Borchardt.
Ms. Chair, I recommend approval of exception to Board Policy 5.1101 for 4 of our staff members.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchardt.
As it states there, we have 4 additional staff members. We've had this the last couple of board meetings, so these 4 are also wanting the board to make an exception to this policy.
Any comments or questions from the board? I know we are looking at amending this policy a little bit so we won't have continual people coming asking for us to waive the date.
But yeah, we'll bring a revised policy back to the board for next school year.
Okay. We don't want to punish anyone. We want everyone to get as much education, and it's quite a good thing for the kids to see our teachers continuing on to get their education. So
absolutely.
I don't want to discourage anyone. Okay. Any more comments or questions? All right. Let's please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, item D is reclassification of a 1.0 FTE software developer. Dr. Borchardt.
Ms. Chair, I recommend approval of a reclassification of a 1.0 FTE software developer.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Craven. Dr. Borchardt.
We had a staff member in a Tier 2 position that has left us and really has done more than what a Tier 2 person does. So we want to revise this position as needed to continue to work on integration of different databases, departmental applications such as Power BI pages, laptop collection and rollout, high school sports ticketing systems, and many more. So we need a person to kind of replace who was doing some of these things.
So one person can do this?
We're hopeful we can find that person.
So do I have any comments or questions from the board? Did we vote? I'll be dead. I know. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next on the agenda, this is a fun one. The 2025 tenure status for eligible staff members.
Ms. Chair, I recommend approval of FY25 tenure status for eligible staff members.
Oh, per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Craven, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchardt.
And I'm going to turn this over to Ms. Laurendine.
Great. This is a very exciting time. We're so excited for all of our folks who received tenure this year. To attain tenure status, a few things have to take place. First, meeting the tenure eligibility, which I'll go over in a moment, be renewed at the building level and recommended to the superintendent of schools and receive a majority vote of the board. To meet the requirements, a teacher must have an approved degree from a four-year college or any career technical teacher who has the equivalent training, hold a valid teacher license, has completed a probationary period of 5 years or no less than 45 months within the last seven periods, and that through the last seven-year period, and it cannot, the last 2 years have to be in a full-time position, not an interim position. And lastly, the last 2 years of that five-year probationary period, the teacher has to have a level of effectiveness of either a four or a five. And a four or a five is above average and above expectation. So these teachers have really done what it takes and are quality teachers and are the people on the front lines making it happen every day, and we couldn't be more proud of them. So we'll go ahead and get started in recognizing these folks. So when I call your name, if you want to stand up, I'll let everybody know what school you're from, and then after that we'll hold our applause and we will go and we're going to get a group picture of the group. So first, from Oak Ridge Preschool, we have a couple amazing educators. First, Tabitha Gard, Erin Pearson, Kelly Tate. All right. From Glenwood Elementary, Dr. Jenny Bowles, Andrea Mitchell. From Linden Elementary, Hannah Hill and Mary Evelyn Drexler. From Jefferson Middle School, Benjamin Brewer and Christopher Alex Cantrell. From Oak Ridge High School, Ashley Benowitz, David Faust, Sheila Morton, Richard Schaefer, John Tilson, and Lisa Ann Weathers. And last but not least, from Secret City Academy, Linda Tutko. All right, if you can join me in congratulating these amazing educators. Congrats to all of these great teachers. You guys can leave if you want, or you're welcome to stay, whatever you want. Okay, next on the agenda is the preschool voluntary pre-K grant. Dr. Borchardt.
Ms. Chair, I recommend approval of the FY26 preschool voluntary pre-K grant.
Per the superintendent's recommendation. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go back.
We were so excited.
We need to. We need to vote on our tenure teachers. Okay, please cast your vote. Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. I'm so excited, I didn't think we needed to vote. Okay, now let's move on. The next thing is the preschool voluntary pre-K grant. Dr. Borschertz.
All right, we'll get it this time. I recommend approval of the FY26 preschool voluntary pre-K grant.
Okay, per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Crank. Dr. Borschertz. Mm-hmm.
As the board knows, we do this every year. This grant has traditionally provided funding for 5 pre-K classrooms to provide services to 100 of our 4-year-old students.
Any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, item G is the new high school course requests. Dr. B.
Ms. Chair, I recommend approval of FY26 new high school course request.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Craven. Dr. Borschertz.
All right, I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Williams.
Yes, every year we go through a process for new course approval at the high school, which starts at the high school level, generated by our high school staff, and they take a big look at a complex course schedule and think about where all of their students are currently taking courses and what might be missing in terms of electives. It's a really big job. So I want to thank the high school team that works really hard to partner with teachers and think about what students need, but then they also get the opportunity to think about what students would like to take as well. So you can see in the packet, several unique offerings in musical theater and international film study, advanced Spanish. But also this year, we're really excited to introduce a new pathway at Oak Ridge High School, which is the Nuclear Energy and Innovations, clean and Nuclear Energy Innovations Pathway. We're excited about the courses that we'll be able to add to our CTE program for that. So we have educators, high school officials, and our CTE supervisor all here for specific questions that you might have about those courses.
Does anybody have any questions or comments?
I saw, was reading that they were doing some coordination with Pellissippi for it to be potential dual enrollment. Do we have any idea, like, what does the timeline look like for something like that to become a true dual enrollment?
Typically, we have several dual enrollment agreements with different universities, several with Roan State and Tennessee Tech, but Pellissippi works the same way. So we work with whomever is the point of contact for that particular course of study at the college level. And then we sign an agreement between our organization and theirs. And if it is a dual enrollment proposed course, we have to have that ready yesterday so that students can get enrolled very soon.
I had a question. How many kids have to enroll in a class for it to happen?
Yeah, that's typically we like to have at least 12 students enroll in the course, but that doesn't guarantee that the course makes. Again, they look at that big complex Oak Ridge High School offerings and have to determine how many students have enrolled in other elective courses within a department to see which electives make the most sense. So 12 is the easy answer, but that's not always the correct answer.
Okay, I think this is really exciting. A big variety of new classes that should appeal to a variety of kids, and that's what we want. Any more questions?
Not necessarily just a question, but just a comment. The one about the electrical career credentials in correlation with the International Brotherhood for Electrical Workers, this is the exact type of thing that I got a lot of feedback on from people saying that they would love to see more of in our schools, and I think it's just fantastic that the feedback that the community is giving and the students are giving is just so well received and acted on.
Holly.
Okay, so the industry credentials, as soon as they get the IBEW gets the permission to make that a dual enrollment course with Pellissippi, then we'll follow suit, like Dr. Williams said, and make everything happen as fast as we can. Does that make sense?
Oh, I have somebody who has a question.
I'm Ann Toth. Has anyone reached out to TVA? I know that they are always classing up for apprentice classes, and it seems like it would be a natural flow if you went through the Pellissippi dual enrollment program into an apprentice program into a job by the time you're 18, and they are always looking for people in their apprentice programs. So it would be worth it for whoever is heading up this program to reach out to the TVA education pathways to see what they are looking for and how we can expedite students into jobs that they can make a living on. So.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you know anybody in particular that we should be talking to?
I can get you a name. My husband works at Watts Barn Nuclear Power Plant, and he knows who the appropriate contact would be. So do you need, are you in charge?
You're in charge.
Who's in charge here?
I'm here for technical education.
Okay. All right, I will send you an email. Excellent, thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item H, purchase of staff laptops.
Mr. Chair, I recommend the approval of the purchase of 592 Lenovo laptops in the amount of $825,916 due to the current warranty being expired.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchardt.
As it states there, our laptops are over 4 years old now, and they're out of warranty, and this was part of our FY25 budget.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Item passes unanimously. Okay, we're going to move on to our items for information, our legislative update. Ms. Webb.
So we had our legislative liaison meeting with TSBA last week, and I think we've all been keeping an eye on the Education Freedom Act. I checked in a few times today, and it looks like a few sponsors jumped on, Sapicki, Slater, and White. So it's still in the House waiting to be introduced, so we'll keep watching that. I know we go to Nashville in 2 weeks, or close outside of Nashville, for the Legislative and Legal Institute. I'm pretty sure that's going to be high on the topic list, and there may be more information then. But don't hesitate to keep letting our legislators know how you feel. I know a lot of us are receiving automatic responses to what we say, but keep sending the emails. So keep telling them. That's
okay, it. Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Webb?
Oh, and I just want to say, too, the TSBA legislative agenda that they set forth that we vote on in November, they have five main topics on the agenda this year, and it looks like four all have secured House and Senate sponsors. So we're still waiting on the last one, but we'll have some updates on that in February as well.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, our financial report. Ms. Van Dyke.
Unless there are any questions, I really don't have anything to say.
Does anybody have any questions or comments for Ms. Van Dyke? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to items for discussion. Any old business, new business, communications? Okay, we want to thank Woodland for a great visit last week. It was really good. Mrs. Craven and Mrs. Crank are going to be traveling to Nashville later on this week for their first official TSBA training for new members. On Friday, Dr. Hartman is going to be at Glenwood. She's going to be the word caller for their spelling bee. Next week, on the 5th, the board will be visiting Robertsville. Then, as Aaron mentioned, the board is going to be going to the Legislative and Legal Institute. That's February 10th and 11th in Nashville. Then on the 19th, we'll be visiting the Secret City Academy, and we'll be back here on February 24th. Dr. B, do you have anything?
No, we're just going to close out January strong here. It's hard to believe that we're staring into February, but it's moving quickly.
Okay. All right. Thank you to Scott and Dave and Melissa. Our meeting is adjourned.